I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Hyams, and we get to head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline to say hello to Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm feeling honored. I'm the first guest on Jimmy's last show. Jimmy, you holding up okay?
Yes, I am. I got about a few more hours to hold up. I don't know if I can make it.
Hopefully there's a box of Kleenex nearby, but I just want to wish you all the best. And I know, as a guy that's come up through journalism here in East Tennessee for the last 20 years, when I first started, you're one of the many ones that I looked up to and just always kind of watched how you went about your business. And so with this day and age of hot takes and just throwing out things flippantly, it's just been awesome to have you in our market, just level-headed, clear-cut journalism, and just have always respected you for that. So I just wanted to share my feelings on that with you and just say congratulations and job well done, sir.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that.
Jesse, so much to get to. Why don't we start with football? And I think since this has been such an incredible just event, how exciting is it that Gibbs has a high school football stadium that's operational again?
Oh, man, it's been awesome. I saw the pictures on social media a couple of weeks ago, and I use that word operational because that thing was huge, and it reminded me just like this Death Star. And I was like, man, that word operational came to mind. That thing's operational. And so I had to work that into a headline somewhere, but it was just good to see. I mean, for those kids that went through the 2022 season without playing a single home game and to have the year that they did, the playoff run that they did, was remarkable. And I wish they could somehow go back in time and play one last football game in that stadium, because they deserve it. But the Gibbs High School community is getting to use it now. We're seeing soccer games played there at Ernest Whited Stadium, and we're going to get to see home football games again there this fall. And so it's huge. It's a monstrosity. And maybe it just looks so big because we're used to seeing the old stands there at Gibbs High School, but it's beautiful. And I'm glad they're finally getting it done.
Jesse, the spring football dates, I know that we got for high school. Just talk about how soon they're coming up and how many are already scheduled.
Yeah, I mean, we got Maryville High School in the middle of their spring practice. So they're going early and taking advantage of that right now. And it's going to be interesting to see kind of what they learn about themselves. Yeah, they made another run to the state semifinals. They've done that for X amount of years in a row, 20-plus years in a row. But a lot more question marks with this Maryville football team this spring going into the summer than there even was last year. Who's going to be the quarterback? Who are going to be some of the skill guys out on the perimeter that step up and complement this big-time run game that they're going to have this fall? So Derek Hunt's got his hands full right now, and I suspect that veteran staff will find an answer that's going to give them a solution to getting them wins week in and week out. But again, just a few more question marks that we'll talk to Maryville about in the next coming days and try to get a report on.
Do you see Alcoa slowing down?
Absolutely not. I mean, with what they have coming back is incredible, the amount of talent that they have coming back. Sure, they lose a guy like Lance Williams, who's a Mr. Football winner, an offensive lineman going to Virginia Tech. And sure, they lose Jordan Harris, an athlete who's a Mr. Football finalist. But they are absolutely loaded. And, of course, Brandon Winton transferred in from IMG. He's going to be on the roster, I believe. Brody Blankenship from Carter has transferred to Alcoa, enrolled. They're still waiting to see what happens with his eligibility. But that's a guy that can give you 600 to 800 yards receiving and play in the secondary as well at safety. So it's just Alcoa, I just don't see them stopping. And they got some freshmen coming in that are just, again, just kind of like man-child freshmen. They're going to contribute right away.
Did you see much difference in what Alcoa did under Brian Nix versus Gary Rankin last year?
Not too much. I mean, maybe David Sweetland and play calling might have gotten to have a little bit more freedom, but Gary Rankin let him have a lot of freedom with his play calling. And we saw when David Sweetland came to Alcoa from a really successful stint as offensive coordinator at Farragut High School, and he came to Alcoa, you could see his fingerprints on that program in terms of play calling and maybe sometimes getting away from the run first, run heavy type of style that Gary Rankin likes to play. But you didn't see any really difference when you go out to practice. I mean, it was still regimented. It was still down to the minute, down to the second. Brian Nix is still out there yelling and the loudest guy on campus like he always is. And so it felt very much the same, them winning and how they executed through 15, 16 weeks of the season was very much still the same.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Our guest, Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com, as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline. And you guys have all the information that anybody could hope to imagine when it comes to 2023 spring football practice dates and scrimmages, correct?
Absolutely. We're still getting some of that in there. There's still a few schools that haven't sent us their dates, but that's up on the website now. You can get take a look at all the spring practice dates. There's going to be a few scrimmages. Alcoa and Powell scrimmage again. Last year, that scrimmage was at Powell. This year is going to be at Alcoa. So I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in going to that and sitting up at the stands and catching a good glimpse of two teams that could contend this fall. And so there are many other scrimmages in the area as well. Some teams like Farragut or whatnot will just do an inter-squad scrimmage, and that's fine. They'll have their blue and gray game or whatever colors the school may be. They'll have their inter-squad game. But we have all that information up on the site right now.
And again, there's just so much going on because as soon as a couple of sports go by the boards and have their championships, everything else just seems to be storming towards the forefront. What has your attention most right now?
Yeah, right now we're right in the middle of the spring sports season with baseball and softball, tennis, track, and soccer. We'll be covering another game at the Bearden Invitational. That's a huge soccer event that Bearden hosts on campus for about 4 days. So we were there last night to see Webb and Farragut play, and we'll be there this afternoon to see Greenville play. And we all know Greenville has a very rich soccer tradition, so Dave Link, one of my writers, will be there covering that. We'll be shooting some baseball. I think Webb and Bearden play Saturday morning. There's a really big tournament in town at about four or five different locations, and we've put that schedule out on our social media for people to possibly go to and just catch some of this spring sports going on while the weather's good, and hopefully the rain subsides here this weekend and we get all these events in.
You mentioned the Bearden Invitational. That was a big win for Webb over Farragut, wasn't it?
It was, and it's a Webb program that is really good, but was also maybe missing a couple of guys. And for them to get that win and for a sophomore to kind of step up, Grayson Webb, who plays at Webb, to get that goal and put his team out front and get that game winner, that's a big step forward for an underclassman like that to deliver in such a big tournament, something that could help them down the line. Again, when guys that you're counting on are out and those young guys contribute, that's going to build their confidence and make the team even stronger.
And baseball has always been really strong in this area. Do you see it being just as strong now as it's been in the past?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you take a look at what happened earlier this week at Hardin Valley knocking off a Farragut team that's got 8, 9, 10 Division I guys on it. And so when you look at that district that Farragut's in with the Merrills of the world and Hardin Valleys and Bearden's, I mean, it's a really competitive landscape of baseball that we have, not just for 4 or 3A baseball, but all across the board, really. I'm getting ready to put out a story on Dylan Loy in the next coming days, the Tennessee signee out of Pigeon Forge. Guys, he's given up 4 hits all year. All year. He's had 4 starts. He's 4-0. His strikeout numbers are through the roof. His walk numbers are minimal. And, I mean, it's just no matter what classification you ascend or descend down to, there's Division I talent there, and it's really nice to be able to cover that from a journalism standpoint.
I know one of the things that you've been amazed with, and it's been so enjoyable to see, I'm completely impressed with it as well, but just the rise of lacrosse in these areas and in this area. And normally, if a sport grows like that, they need a couple of huge heroes. And you've actually got a story about someone who's been fighting the fight to advance Knoxville area lacrosse for years.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it, lacrosse one-on-one, because while we're trying to educate the public and people who are new to the sport, we're new to the sport as well from a media perspective. And so while the sport doesn't get sanctioned for another couple of years under TWSAA, we're beginning our journey into it now and starting to learn who are some of the pioneers from around the area. And Chris Kelly's one of those guys that happened to be out in Farragut in the mid-1990s, and he's from, you know, he played lacrosse in college and didn't think there was much of a sports presence here with lacrosse, and he, that ended up changing, and he helped kind of grow the sport. And it, I'm sure it's still not where they want it to be, but guys like him have been at work for the last 20, 25 years, really growing this sport and building it. And we'll feature some others along the way as well, and also cover some games and start to learn who some of the athletes are. There are a lot of multi-sport guys who start in football that are also starring on the lacrosse field. So we're going to spotlight some of those and, again, just try to learn a little bit more about this sport and be ready by the time it comes about under TWSAA's umbrella in 2025.
Jesse, is there still a special going on with five-star preps?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to run that through the end of the school year. So we have a lot of newcomers going to be coming up into the high school ranks very soon. We've covered two all-star basketball games this week for middle school talent, and so we've given that option for them to sign up, try five-star preps out, enter the coupon code NEW2023, you'll get 35% off your first month or year subscription payment. So I always encourage people to go ahead, sign up for the year, make that payment once. You'll sign you'll save a lot of money signing up for a year, use that coupon code, and just enjoy the spring sports for the next month and a half, all the summer football that we're going to do, and then, of course, when we get into the fall, got a lot of teams that are going to compete for state championships.
Jesse, we always appreciate it. I know that you guys are spread pretty thin, but the amazing work you guys do and the cooperation you have with so many folks that help you keep up to date, as well as learn where there are wonderful stories to even go deeper on. Just best of luck with everything, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks, Jimmy. Jimmy, enjoy your final show, buddy. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you, Jesse. Same here.
Jesse Smithy of FiveStarPreps.com joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.